Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, we pray that your grace may always precede and follow us, that we may continually be given to good works. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Reading from Exodus. When the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people gathered around Aaron and said to him, "Come, make gods for us, who shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." Aaron said to them, "Take off the gold rings that are on the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me." So all the people took off the gold rings from their ears and brought them to Aaron. He took the gold from them, formed it in a mold, and cast an image of a calf. And they said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, "Tomorrow shall be a festival to the Lord." They rose early the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought sacrifices of well-being. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to revel. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once. Your people, whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt, have acted perversely. They have been quick to turn aside from the way that I commanded them. They have cast for themselves an image of a calf and have worshipped it and sacrificed to it, and said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt.'" The Lord said to Moses, "I have seen this people, how stiff-necked they are. Now let me alone, so that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, and of you I will make a great nation." But Moses implored the Lord his God and said, "O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, 'It was with evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth'? Turn from your fierce wrath, change your mind, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, how you swore to them by your own self, saying to them, I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have promised I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord changed his mind about the disaster that he planned to bring on his people. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. My brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you also, my loyal companion, help these women. For they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Once more Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited for the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Welcome, all of you, this morning. I want to say a special welcome to the families of the students at the Cathedral School. I'm so glad you're here. Their kids are going to sing a song for us during the announcements, and I'm looking forward to that. It's always quite an event. We had an event last Sunday at 10:30. Last Sunday, we celebrated St. Francis, who loved animals. And we had a service outside at 9 o'clock with tons of animals. And thank God it wasn't weather like today. It was beautiful. But then one family got the times mixed up, and so they brought a hen to the 10:30 service in here. The hen was very well behaved. I only heard an occasional cluck from the back of the church. As I was preaching my sermon, though, I saw some rustling about in the back, and the ushers were whispering to one another. After the service was over, I went to the back to see what had happened. Turns out the hen laid an egg during my sermon. And the ushers were trying to decide whether they should put that egg in the offering plate. After all, it was her gift to the Lord. But then they were worried that the egg might break in the offering plate, which would not have been so pleasant. So in the end, they decided against it. But she did get a blessing after the service. Why is it that we do that? That we bring these beautiful golden plates down the center aisle and all the way up to the altar every single Sunday? I want to suggest to you that the reason we do that is to show you how to live your life. You may think that it's about the church needing to collect donations in order to operate, and that's true. But that act of bringing down those plates and presenting them to God is a way of reminding you about what is important in life and how you are to live. Many of you have been reading about Steve Jobs, who passed away. Steve Jobs strikes me as a man who knew how to live life fully. In 100 years, I bet that we will look back and remember Steve Jobs as being one of those pivotal people who changed the way we think and the way that we operate. His ideas about technology were so creative that they've affected the whole world. But Steve Jobs did not have an easy life. He was born to a woman who was too young to have had him, and so she gave him up for adoption. Mr. and Mrs. Jobs adopted him and raised him, but he only got to 6 months of college. He created Apple Computer in his garage with his friend and had enormous success, and yet even at the pinnacle of his career, he was fired. And then in 2006, Steve was diagnosed with a rare form of pancreatic cancer. The form that he was diagnosed with was a little bit more treatable, but nevertheless, it was devastating. In 2006, Steve gave a lecture at Stanford University, and he said that his cancer was one of the greatest tools that God had given him. That since being diagnosed with cancer, he felt more fully alive. He said, "I realize now that there's very little standing between me and the hereafter, that every breath is a gift, that I am naked and I have nothing to lose. So I'm going to live my life to the fullest. I'm going to live my life to the fullest." Life is a gift. In fact, you have won the lottery. Did you know that you've won the lottery? There were millions of potential possibilities when all of those chromosomes and all those genes came together to make you who you are. The fact that you exist as the individual that you are, with your eye color and with your skin, the way God made you, is one in a million. Even if you die tomorrow, you have won the lottery because you're alive. And every breath that you take is a miracle. In the scripture, the greatest sin that is mentioned over and over again is not murder, and it's not stealing, and it's not adultery. It is something called idolatry. The first of the great commandments is this: love the Lord your God. Worship the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods but me. You shall have no other gods but me. When most of us hear that story that we heard this morning from the book of Exodus, where Moses is on top of a mountain and Aaron and all the Hebrew people are below the mountain, we read that story about how the Hebrew people were so worried about what Moses was doing, and they got convinced that they needed more help, and that God wasn't really there for them, or that God had forgotten them. So they get all their golden jewelry together and they mold a golden calf and they worship this calf. When most of us read that story, we think, no problem. There's no way I'm going to kneel down before a golden cow. That's not going to happen to me. I'm not tempted by idolatry. I don't bow down before statues of weird things. Right? Wrong. You may not worship statues, but we do have idols here in American culture. You better believe it. Not just the American idol. We have lots of idols. Do you know what an idol is? An idol is anything or anybody that you put in front of God. An idol is anything or anybody that you put in front of God. Idolatry begins with a myth. And the myth is this: you should be happy all the time. And if you're not happy all the time, then something must be wrong with you. So idolatry begins when we chase after things to make us happy. Let me speak aloud to you the voices of some of the idols. You may recognize them from thoughts that you have in your head. If I lose 20 pounds, I will be so beautiful and happy. Everything will be made right. I must raise the perfect child. If I raise the perfect child, then I will know that my life has been fulfilled. I just need to make more money so I can go on those great vacations that you see on TV. If I just made more money, I wouldn't be so stressed out. I could be happy and relaxed. That's what I really need. I must earn respect. I don't have enough respect from people. I need to thrive in my career so that people will respect me even if I don't like what I'm doing, I need respect, and then I will feel good about myself. Those are just some of the many voices of the idols. I know which idols I have, but I don't know what combination you have. But I bet there's more than one in your life. And when we chase after idols, we're like chickens with our heads cut off, running all over in the wrong direction, wasting our lives away. Your life is a gift. God made you as a way of celebrating for the sheer joy of it. God wasn't lonely. God didn't need you. God made you because God was playing like a child. God was dancing. God was having a party, and you're invited. Your birth is your invitation to the world's greatest celebration. In this gospel, we hear a parable about a great big banquet that the king throws. And he invites all these people, but a lot of people don't want to come. In fact, they even kill off the messengers, like we killed off Jesus. So God invites again, and this time God goes out into the streets inviting people. And they come into this great big feast. A wedding feast in Jesus' time was a huge deal. It lasted for about a week. And we think we pig out a lot here in America. What they would do is they would eat, and then they would fall asleep, and then they would eat some more, and then they'd dance, and then they'd go to sleep again, and then they'd wake up and they'd eat some more. Sounds pretty good to me. And everybody who came was supposed to wear a white wedding garment to show their respect and gratitude, to show that they were celebrating love itself. There was no greater celebration than that of a wedding. But one guy manages to slip in, and he's not wearing his robe. He's got his regular clothes on, as if he doesn't really care about the fact that he's there, as if he doesn't appreciate what he's been invited to. And when the king asks him why isn't he wearing his robe, he doesn't answer. So a hard thing happens. The man is kicked out. And Jesus says he's kicked out to a place where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you ever heard people grind their teeth in their sleep? It's a terrible sound, isn't it, Connie? Yeah. I had a teacher in first grade who had long fingernails. When she erased the board, sometimes it would scratch on the board. It was horrible. The thought of eternity with that sound is pretty bad to me. I don't know about you. A place where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. There is no getting around the fact that in both of the scriptures for today, in the Old Testament and in the Gospel, God gets angry. And God gets angry because the people are not grateful, because they chase after idols, because they're not thankful. We think that our salvation depends on our faith and on our behavior. It also depends on our gratitude. Do you think the clothes that you're wearing really belong to you? Whose are they? Your body? God gave it to you. It is a gift. Every breath is a gift. You've been invited to the great banquet, And it is so important to the host that you say thank you and that you understand what it is that you've been given. And instead of wasting your life busying yourself by chasing after pipe dreams, that you thank God for every moment and grab life, seize it. Seize it as a gift that has been given. And when you see those plates coming up every Sunday, to say thank you for this moment, for this day. Thank you for inviting me to a feast. Do you know what the word Eucharist means? The great Thanksgiving. That's what we're doing here today, giving thanks to God. Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Father, we pray for all those who are sick, lonely, hungry, or in pain. Comfort them and give them strength. I invite you to speak their names. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless this cathedral that we may serve you here in the heart of downtown Jacksonville. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Watch over this city that there may be an end to poverty and homelessness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bring peace to our broken world, that there may be a greater understanding among races and peoples. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Help us to care for the earth as your creation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We ask you to bless all who have died and comfort those who mourn for them. I invite you to speak their names. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us give thanks to God for all the blessings of this life. I invite you to name your blessings aloud.
For the birth of a new baby girl into our community, Ava Van Lee.
Almighty God, to whom our needs are known before we ask, help us to ask only what accords with your will, and those good things which we dare not, or in our blindness cannot ask. Grant us for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us. You may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all of your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Please be seated. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to St. John's Cathedral. We're so glad you're here today. Are our children ready to come forward, Mrs. Rodman? Looks like they're getting ready back there. Why don't I make the announcements and then they'll come sing. We are so glad that you all are here with us today. If you're visiting or new, there is a card in your pew that you can fill out, and we will send you our e-newsletter. On Friday night, we had an incredible recital by our own organist choirmaster, Tim Toller. At the end of the recital, as an encore, Tim played a piece practically completely only with his feet. It was so incredible that one of us managed to capture it on video. And if you want to see it, it's on the website. It's going to be posted on the website today under music. All children and families from TCS, if you want your children to learn in the Royal Church School of Music, you're welcome to come here on Wednesday evenings, where Mr. Toller teaches the children how to read music, how to sing, and they sing with us on Sundays in our chorister group. Dinner followed by a rehearsal for children. Today, the Episcopal School wants to welcome the entire congregation to coffee hour over at the school. So instead of going over to Tolliver Hall, please go this way, cross the street, and you'll end up at the school and enjoy the refreshments every once and enjoy getting a tour and looking around at this beautiful school that we started. We're so proud of it. We're getting ready for a talent show on October the 22nd. So please mark your calendars, call a church if you want to come. We're going to have barbecue. It's going to be wonderful. But call the church so you can reserve a place. Also in the back of the church, we have brown paper bags with a list of things that St. Mary's Mission in Springfield needs. If you are willing to pick up a bag and fill it with the belongings on the bag, just bring it back to the cathedral and we'll make sure it gets to St. Mary's. Finally, all parishioners should be receiving a Rule of Life packet in the mail, and your pledge cards will be due October the 23rd if you want to bring them in, or you can pledge online. And last, but very much not least, as you come up for communion, all of you are welcome to receive. If you're a baptized Christian, just hold out your hands. For the bread, you can guide the cup to your lips. If you don't know what you believe or you're from another tradition, cross your arms and we'll give you a blessing. And that can't hurt, right? So come on up, all of you. After you receive communion, if you'd like a special prayer, there are anointers in both of the side chapels who can say a special prayer with you. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Are we ready for the children? All right, come on forward, guys.
Yes,
That was wonderful. God bless you. That was wonderful. You guys know how to live life and let the light shine. Amen. Great job. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have made ready and invited us to the great heavenly banquet. By your grace, you have made us worthy to be your guests. In your love for us, you gather us and clothe us with robes of everlasting joy. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself only in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy and peace, and at the last day bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God to the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ be with you to defend you, within you to keep you, before you to lead you, beside you to guard you, and above all, above you to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.